This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I am Sarah Jane Case, and this is Enneagram and Coffee.
Hello, friends. Happy Tuesday. I hope your day is treating you well. Welcome back to the podcast. We're back today with another coffee chat episode. If you are new here, we used to do these every Monday, but now we do them once a month. Now we talk about what I'm learning, what's going on behind the scenes, and what to expect on the podcast this month. So grab yourself a cup of coffee or tea and let's catch up. Now let's get into what I'm learning right now. And friends, let me tell you, I am learning a big lesson, which is that growth opens when you change your circumstances. I knew this, right? I think I thought about this a lot when it came to travel. Putting yourself into uncomfortable or new situations expands your ability to withstand change, withstand difference, and kind of builds endurance and builds wherewithal, you know? And it opens you up to new ideas. It changes you, it grows you, it improves you. And yet, here I am learning some lessons as if I've never learned them before, because I have built a life for myself up to this point that is very Enneagram 7 friendly. If you're new here, just for context, I've been self-employed for about over 10 years now, and I just recently started a 9-to-5, and it has been an adjustment. Like, I really like the job, but adjusting to 9-to-5 life has been interesting, and adjusting to, I was like the sole person in my business. Everyone else in my business was a contractor, and so everything stopped and ended with me. You know, everything that I wanted, I did. Every time I wanted to do it, I did it. Any way I wanted to do it, I did it. And so I could work from anywhere. I could technically work whenever, but I didn't really take advantage of that. I kind of worked normal hours. But at the same time, like, I am just realizing like how much freedom and autonomy and choice I had. And how, when you have, like, when you're not rubbing up against the thing that you fear going away, you know what I mean? When that's not at risk, you're not really able to grow through that because you're not being challenged. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I am now in a situation where if I want to make a decision, I have a lot of other people who that impacts, who I have to discuss it with, who I have to consider. And that's an adjustment. I go to the same place and do not the same thing every day, but like I stay in the same room every day. That's an adjustment. You know, I have, like, if I make a mistake, I am not the one deciding if that mistake is a big deal or not a big deal. That's an adjustment. And so there's all of these things that I am kind of coming to terms with or coming to face that I haven't really had to face in like 10 years. So I am growing a ton, and even just like growing in awareness, right? I'm seeing patterns that I'm like, oh, I thought I had like really worked that pattern out. And in some ways, yes, I have, but in other ways, I just wasn't having to be in a situation that that pattern wanted to flare up in, if that makes sense. So it's been a really interesting time of self-observation, of like figuring out, and I think about it as like having like knots in your back, you know, where you're like kind of figuring out how to massage that out and putting yourself in situations that are new, uncomfortable, that kind of ride that edge of what you kind of resist is a really fun way to kind of like massage some of those kinks out, if that makes sense. So I'm learning a lot about growth and embracing that and kind of rewiring my energy around it a little bit to be focused on not resisting, but accepting and kind of moving with the current instead of kind of making, like I'm an assertive, right? Like I want to make the current move in the direction I want the current to go. But what if I just let the current be and I figure out how to flow? Like I have to figure that out. So that's where I'm learning right now. Let's get into some three good things. So three good things this month. Number one is being able to reference the nature journal I kept this time last year. So in the spring of 2023, I kept a little nature journal. I would like draw the flowers that were blooming. I would make notes about what they were doing when they were showing up, what I'm seeing budding. And it's been really fun to have that reference and to be able to be like, wait, are the azaleas coming? And then I can look back and be like, well, they showed up on the first last year and it felt like it happened overnight. So it's really been fun to compare. Spring is my absolute favorite time of year. I love seeing the world come back to life. It's thrilling for me to watch all of the flowers bloom. And it's really fun to have kind of this like past me notes on how that went last year. The second thing that's good is I think I'm going to plant some herbs this weekend. We have mint and thyme and they kind of just come back every year and they're thriving. But I want to bring in some rosemary. I want to bring in some cilantro. I want to bring in some sage. I just want to like, you know, have the herbs going for the season. I think that would be really nice. And number three is the experience that comes with practice and kind of just become going from being in the dark with something new to feeling familiar, feeling comfortable. And as I'm in a really new position in this new job, I'm reminded that comfort and confidence come with practice, come with time. And I had an experience this past week with my sourdough that I was like, oh, this is how that feels. So I tried to start a starter back in December, late November, early December. It was a real journey. I felt like I was completely in the dark. I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea how I was going to do it. It was just really confusing, kind of. And it just didn't seem to do what I thought it was supposed to do. But I've been working with it since then. And I have gotten into a rhythm and baking about one loaf per week at this point, usually every Saturday. And I know my starter really well. We've gotten to really know each other. I understand her. She makes sense to me. I can like see her signs and her signals, you know? And now when I went away to kind of care for a friend for about a week and I didn't feed her when I normally did. So I came back and I was like, oh, I know her well enough to not freak out because she didn't look the same. She didn't smell the same. She needed some like tender love and care, you know, and it's like a process. And I was obviously like nervous to lose it because I had like worked really hard to like build it up. But at the same time, like I trusted the process. I trust the process. I'm much more confident in handling it. Like the first time I tried to bake bread with sourdough, it was just really overwhelming and confusing. And I felt really lost in it. And now I have it memorized. You know, I can just kind of, I understand it. It makes sense to me. I know what the dough should feel like. I know what it should look like. I know I'm pretty confident it's going to turn out. And if it doesn't turn out perfect, I'm not that stressed about it. But in the beginning, it felt like so much harder, so much more confusing, so much more disorienting. And I love that reminder that experience comes confidence, and confidence is built through practice. All right. And things that happened behind the scenes last month. So the first one is that I got more into my groove in my new job. I've been there a little over a month now. I'm kind of much more in tune with it. I know what I'm doing more. I also decided to loosen up on my morning routine. When I first started, I was really like, every minute was accounted for in my morning, and it was really stressful for me, and it was just too much to have every minute of my day accounted for like that, because as soon as I would get off work, I was also like in another routine, and I felt like suffocated by that. So I've decided to just do two kinds of self-care every morning, and I get to decide every morning what that is. Maybe I go to the gym, maybe I do yoga, maybe I journal, maybe I read, maybe I sleep in as an act of self-care, maybe I make a big breakfast and I sleep in. Like, there is no wrong way. I just do two acts of self-care, and they need to be nourishing and supportive and not like things that I think need to be fixed about me or my day or my life, you know? So that changed. And then something kind of heavy, if you've been listening, you may already know this, but one of my dearest friends had a medical issue that arose. And so I went to take care of them. And honestly, they recovered so well. They didn't really need me to take care of them as much as they just needed someone there. And I needed to see them and make sure they were okay. So I spent the week with them just kind of taking care. I navigated that with my job, which was really scary because, you know, I just started working there. It was really intimidating. I've never really had to ask permission to go take care of someone like that before. And that was a really vulnerable, kind of scary experience. But all was well, all worked out. They, you know, I took some PTO. They gave me the ability to work remotely, which is not normal there. And it all came together and was fine. And it was really good to see them, to just kind of like touch their face, make sure everyone was okay. So that was March. Now, things I'm feeling vulnerable about. Yeah, I think just being in a new culture, like 9-to-5 culture is very different than what I've been in. And I don't know the cultural norms. So I'm guessing a lot of times and sometimes getting it wrong. And that's vulnerable, you know? And also thrilling to just be uncomfortable. That for me is a very thrilling experience. But I am feeling really proud of the budgeting that we're doing this year. We're just really keeping good track of our finances. And I just feel like we're in a really good place with them. I feel like we're making really smart, wise decisions. And that just feels really nice and comforting. And my core values for the month of February, or for the month of March, I chose fluidity, rejuvenation, and movement. For the month of April, I'm going to do simplicity, presence, and movement again. So simplicity, I'm just going to focus on doing my own job. So I am the kind of person who, like, will fill my time. If I have time, I will fill it. And I've been a little stir crazy. Like, my job is not easy. It's not stressful. You know what I mean? There's a lot to do, but I feel myself kind of like wanting to reach out and to like do other people's jobs. And this is the first time in my life where I don't have to be everyone. I don't have to do everything. And I need to like stay in my lane. And so I'm going to embrace the simplicity of having one area of focus and let that be enough. I'm also going to practice presence by watching my favorite season unfold, watching the buds pop up on the branches of the trees and watch things bloom and just be present with this beautiful time of the year. And movement, I'm going to try for 20 minutes of movement a day with no rules. So I can walk, I can go to the gym, I can play tennis, I can do yoga, I can do jumping jacks for 20 minutes if I want to. I don't want to do that. But whatever it is I want to do, I can do just 20 minutes of movement a day. I can take 4 or 5 minute walks, and that counts too. Self-care challenge. So last month, my goal for self-care was to eat lunch outside once a week or to take a midday walk. And I did not do that. It was far too cold. And so I did not. And that didn't happen. And I'm not going to even move that. I'm not going to like roll that over for April. My self-care challenge is to keep my weekends as weekends as much as I can. There's a limit to that. Like I have other things that I do other than just like a 9-to-5 job. But I'm going to try and move that to the week if I can and shoot for having weekends because I don't know that it's sustainable not to. So that is the goal. And in terms of what's coming up on the podcast this month, we are continuing our series on relationship pairings. We'll be wrapping up the type 2 series and I think getting in the start of type 3, if I'm correct. We'll also continue answering questions texted into the podcast phone line. So if you have questions about self-growth, the Enneagram, creativity, self-care, you can send that in to 828-338-9127. You can text those in or voicemail those in and I will answer them on the podcast. And then we're going to have a conversation around what it means to be good enough. So this week is an invitation to put yourself in an uncomfortable position and see what kinks you have to work out. And we're going to end today with a quote from Vienna Farren, avoiding your triggers isn't healing. Healing happens when you're triggered and you're able to move through the pain, the pattern, and the story and walk your way to a different ending. All right, friends, thank you so much for being here and I will see you on Thursday for the next one. Bye.